Stories Online.
Yeah, I think one of the creepiest concepts that we talk about on the show is the idea, the possibility of an image on a mirror not being what should be reflected. Looking into that mirror, seeing your own reflection not doing what you are doing, or seeing some other entity in that mirror next to you or over you, that to me is just one of the scariest, I think, experiences that one could possibly have. And a good reason why I don't look in the mirror in the middle of the night. On this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we hear of one such story where the image in the mirror not accurately depicting what it should be reflecting. If you want to hear the full story, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Your support is what keeps our show on the air. Without it, it could not go on. So check it out, ghostpodcast.com. Here's a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. Perhaps if my adrenaline hadn't already started to flow from the creepy feeling that filled the room, I may not have noticed that my image in the mirror didn't follow me. I froze. For a moment, I couldn't bring myself to move. I thought that maybe if I just stood there with the water running over my hands, it might wake me up and bring me back to my senses, but it didn't. I bent further and splashed some water on my face, and that didn't work either. It took a moment, but I eventually mustered up my courage and looked up. At first, the face looking back at me was my own. And I would have thought it was all well. Just in my head, the image had followed my movement, but it didn't. As I watched, the face began to change. I've always been on the heavy side, and my face reflects that. I watched as my round features began to take on new, sharper ones that were not my own. The eyes changed too. I can't really describe how they changed, except to say that they became deeper. Not cavernous or dark, but somehow older and filled with the kind of depth that you might expect to see in the eyes of an old war veteran. I wanted to look away. I wanted to close my eyes and count to 10. Maybe then the image would be gone, but I was transfixed. It was like someone was holding my head in place and I couldn't turn away. Then it spoke. "He doesn't need you. He has me. And I'm all he needs," the image said. A familiar alarm went off in my mind again. So that's not exactly the experience you want to have when you're checking yourself out of the mirror. What happens? What is it speaking of who this person needs? Find out in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. When you sign up to be an EPP, you get this full episode. You get all 109 EPP bonus episodes of their best ghost stories ever. Binge away all October long on that. Plus, you get access to our original episodes that have fallen off of iTunes. There's roughly around 300 of those up there as well. So you got plenty of ghost stories to get you into the fall mood as we enter the first official week of autumn. Check it all out. Help keep us on the air. Ghostpodcast.com. Enjoy.